We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Why doesn't he like you?
You know, it's a thing that, you know, when he got the job, you know, he was talking, you know, first of all, I had him for the first, he coached with me, but after that, you know, he changed a lot. I'll just be honest with you guys. I mean, people that have known him before, and when he got with Shiano, and then it just, his personality changed a lot. And I knew his first wife. And
that's where the interview kind of jumps the shark.
The first wife?
For me, because you know, they had a tragedy. They lost a child together.
Right.
And that is a tragedy, and that will change anybody. That changes people fundamentally,
yep,
who they are. So, you know, Jerry Kill going out on this rant about PJ Fleck on the SiriusXM interview was, you know, like, in my opinion, out of line.
Still has not apparently recovered from the allegations. Okay, we needed cultural change.
Mm-hmm.
The program needed to change culturally. And it's pretty obvious that Coach Kill took that personally.
That's right.
And this continues to be something of a festering sore.
Did you have a kid at the U? Were you at the U? Did you have any experience with this culture? And what do you think about this whole war of words, although it is one-sided? Coach Fleck has not responded, as he should not, if he's looking for advice, which he did not ask me. But 651-989-9226 is our number. We haven't opened the phones on this. Jump in here if you want to talk about this radio interview.
And we did reach out to Coach Fleck just to get his side of the story, and he had no comment. We did hear back from the communications office at the U's athletic department. Couple of points. Point number one of the first people PJ mentioned in his press conference when he was hired at Minnesota was Jerry Kill. He thanked him for taking a chance on him and for everything he has done for him. Another point, again, this is coming from the communications office at the U. PJ has never said anything bad about Coach Kill. In fact, he's gone out of his way to reiterate that when he established his new culture, it was not a slight on the previous culture. It's that his is just different. Third point, PJ Fleck did not fire Jerry's OC or QB coach. They were fired by former coach Tracy Clays. Also, when any new coach takes a job, they hire their own staff. Last point, under PJ, the team has set program records for GPA, has done more serving and giving in the community than ever before. And also, Dan Cook had beat Wisconsin for the first time in 2003.
Right. Why do you have jumped the shark?
Posted the largest margin of victory in a bowl game in school history.
Now, he's
nothing
out of line
to do with anything.
Now, Paul's
they
did. Out of line.
They called you out by name, which I thought was, I thought that was interesting.
If you haven't heard some of the interview, here is a little bit more of Jerry Kill on XM Satellite Radio.
He just changed a bunch, and then once he became a head coach, I mean, I helped him get the job at Western Michigan, and I just think sometimes ego gets carried away. And when he went into Minnesota and treated the people the way he treated my guys. And
see, that's what I don't know. And we were trying to get out of Mike Max, because Mike Max has a scoop on everything. You know, what did is he alleging that Coach Fleck mistreated anybody? I don't have any information about that, certainly not. Mike Max did not offer any information about that.
But he intimated, Mr. Max intimated, that he knows a lot more of what really went on and stuff that the public does not know. So, again, we're shooting in the dark. But, again, to me this seems like a monstrous distraction for the program, for the football
program. For both
programs.
You know, Jerry's the athletic director. Now at Southern Illinois, P.J. Fleck was just minding his own business.
Why relitigate the past? Is it time to turn the page and move on?
I think Ken agrees with you. Ken's calling in from Blaine. Hey, Ken.
Hi. Yeah, I think that, you know, when Jerry Kill was the coach at the Minnesota, he did a good job, but unfortunately his health didn't permit him to continue. Mm-hmm. And now, 2 years later, after P.J. Fleck comes in, and I think a really good job of getting his players all together, you know, in one, like, one culture. And I think it's kind of like water over the dam.
Right. It should be forgotten, and we should move on, and we shouldn't be revisiting this.
Yeah.
Ken and Blaine, thanks for, yeah,
thanks
for the call. Yeah, I get it. It just leaves a bad taste. You know, we're grown-ups. We're supposed to be. And I think nobody's thinking about the kids when you start getting in the weeds on this. What are these kids supposed to – how are these kids supposed to react? I guess that's the reaction I'm looking for. If you're part of the organization, I'd like to hear what you think of all this.
And it was interesting, too. Again, Coach Fleck did not say anything for the record, but right. his wife, Heather, did post on Twitter. Who is this from? Who came up with that tweet?
Oh,
I mean, it's
she
very
posted?
Eloquent. Yeah,
it's one of these, you know, these memes. These it's just a like a poster or a saying that you share on social media. It doesn't have a source. It's
people are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. What you spend years building, someone can destroy overnight. Build anyway.
It's great advice. It's one of those inspirational quotes yeah. that people share. And it was very Michelle Obama of her, when they go low.
And
go
Coach
high.
Fleck did retweet
Correct.
His wife Heather's tweet.
So. We have a special guest who wants to chime in on the conversation, the lovely and talented Susie Jones.
Oh, wow.
Hi, Lovey.
Hey, Susie.
Well, you guys, can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
can.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm on my speakerphone in my car, and I just don't know how it's going to work.
It's all good. Hit me.
I'm not holding my phone. So.
Okay. Be safe.
Sound great.
Be safe.
Wanted to let you know that. But anyway, I am a season ticket holder for the Minnesota Golden Gopher men's football program. So mm-hmm. I've been going every year faithfully. And it is a different culture. I mean, I don't know. You asked that question, I think, that P.J. Fleck is younger and has this burst of energy. You know, he runs across the field, and he just sort of tight, and you know he's have you seen him? He's up and down the side.
He's got a lot of energy. Yeah, he's up and he's running around. He has a lot of energy. That's absolutely right. Yes, is that what you think he means by culture? Though I
don't know. I mean, I was just thinking they are different.
Yes, yes. So Susie, you're involved in not involved in the program, but you're a fan. Have you noticed
a
change? Were you following anything that might have been negative that he was told to change when he got here?
No, I just think he, like someone said earlier on your program, when you're new, that's your chance.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
I mean, and they always say when you get a new manager in radio, the first thing they do is start moving around furniture.
We know that for sure, honey.
Any business. You get a new CEO, you get a new boss, and yeah, they're going to change things around. Yeah.
So yeah.
There's nothing unusual about that.
So that he would have felt insulted or hurt by P.J. Fleck bringing his own flavor to the program. It's like, come on, dude, that's what you do.
And come on, you're a grown man. I mean, really, that's not necessary.
And some of it, too, was and again, we're speculating. This is all speculation. Mm-hmm. But perhaps Coach Kill feels like he didn't get the send-off that he had earned, that he deserved.
You didn't get the party.
Yeah.
You didn't get a nice balloon bouquet.
Come on now, Jordana, be nice.
The balloon bouquet? The consolation trophy?
We should send one now.
I would have liked to have heard Mike Max dish on what he knew.
But he didn't
dish. Yeah, he didn't. We tried.
I know. I'm just saying. I would have been nice.
He basically said there's a lot of stuff you guys don't know that nobody knows.
But he's a professional, though. He can't spill everything. And
no,
if he's going to do it, he should do it on his show because that's how this business works.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose. Well, I'm at short-term parking at Terminal 2 because my dear 88-year-old mother has been, I say stuck in Florida.
Stuck,
but
please.
But she really has been. No, she really has been stuck for, like, I don't know, since Sunday night. They can't get out of Florida.
Why, because of our weather?
They can't come home?
Right. Can I just make a slam on Southwest? Because her flight got just sort of canceled by Southwest.
They grounded a lot of Southwest planes.
That's right.
That's right.
That's what I was telling her.
Yeah.
And then she rescheduled the next day, and that got canceled. And now she's allegedly on an airplane from Atlanta.
Why does she want to come back here, Susie?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have anywhere to stay. It's not like she has a condominium down there. She was down there just visiting a friend. But
well, the friend would have been nicer if she invited her to stay for the rest of the winter. It's brutal here.
Tell her to sleep into the crack of April. I don't know. I'd hang out down there a few more weeks.
Susie, you're the best. I always love hearing your voice on this
thanks
show.
Thanks for calling in. You are a true fan, Susie.
Well, when I feel motivated, because I actually think I contributed something.
You did. What do you think about this Jesse Smollett case? Have you been following this?
I'm a little shocked. I'm shocked.
It's shocked. Stay on the phone. We're going to take a break, which is what we have to pay some bills around here. But that's exactly what we're talking about. Now, he is suspected of lying about the attack and filing a false report. We're going to talk about that next. Do you watch Empire, Paul?
I do not.
Dan, do you watch Empire? You're an Empire fan?
No, I have not.
Okay. Susie Jones, do you watch Empire?
No.
Okay, so nobody knows who Jesse Smollett is.
Well, we do now. Didn't before, but we do now.
Is this all a promotional play to get us to watch Empire?
That can't possibly be.
Oh, boy, Paul, you're on to that. That's good.
No, let me just give you the latest. No. Police say Empire actor Jesse Smollett is now considered a suspect for filing a false police report and that detectives are presenting the case against him to a grand jury. Now, Dan was looking up what the penalty could possibly be for filing a false report. Is it in Chicago?
Yeah, and this is according to WTTW in Chicago. It says that filing a false police report is a class 4 felony in Illinois,
right?
Punishable by up to a year in prison and a fine of up to $25,000.
So just a little backstory here. He says he was attacked by two masked men while walking home from a Subway sandwich shop on January 19th. They say
great promo for Subway.
So I know,
too,
of course, Subway. And they've
had
a lot of bad press.
Bring that in?
Yeah, they've had a lot of bad press. He says they beat him, hurled racist and homophobic insults at him, and looped a rope around his neck. Police couldn't find the surveillance video. They questioned the men who were initially deemed suspects, but then they were released. And the information from the men shifted to their investigation that they went and questioned Smollett, and now they are accusing him of making it all up. I couldn't think of something that would be worse press, Paul, so I totally disagree that you think it was a ploy for media.
No. Again, one of the theories, apparently, and again, this is secondhand, but I guess there were some racist comments that came into the studio where they filmed the show.
Mm-hmm. You heard about this, Suze, right? It was like a cutout from a magazine. It was a hostage kind of letter that was sent into the studio, racist against him.
And one of the theories is that because the reaction to these racist comments wasn't strong enough in the eyes of Mr. Smollett, that maybe he went out and tried to do some things on his own to elicit a greater reaction, greater sympathy.
Like a felony?
Well, maybe he wants to take that back. But it looks like there may be subpoenas for his cell phone and bank records.
Again, I think there's nothing that could look worse. I mean, this is really not only damaging to him as a human being, certainly damaging completely to his career, but it also sets back gay rights activists, racial activists. I can only imagine the backlash is going to be way worse than even if he got away with it.
Right.
In an era, with fake news, people saying, is this real or is it fake? What do we believe? What can't we believe? It just seems like this sets everybody back.
Do you guys know that he was about to have been written off the show?
I had heard that theory, too, that this was a way for him to stay relevant.
So you think because he was getting media from this that they would keep him on the show?
Is that I don't know.
That there would be some sympathy? We can't off him now, not with this outpouring from the public. So, I don't.
Do you remember, you guys, when the woman from Madison, Wisconsin, staged her own kidnapping?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what it reminds me of, and I do think it's a plea for help, or you're just lacking something in your DNA that makes you desire this kind of attention.
There's something called Munchausen syndrome. I think that's what it is. It's when you hurt either yourself or your child or a loved one to elicit sympathy from other people. I don't know that he's necessarily suffering from an actual disease, but this backfired in so many bad ways. If it's true that he planned the whole thing, because it's not just him. I mean, his career is going to go to the toilet. He's going to just be blacklisted. No one's going to hire him. And then as a gay black actor, you're just toxic. You know, you're not even a good spokesperson for gay rights or, racial discrimination in the film world. I don't know. This is just I'm so disappointed. I'm always disappointed to learn of false charges, because, you know, coming off this podcast with rape, the Denied Justice podcast that I did with the Strib, you know, people always call in and be like, oh, what about the women who say he raped me, but he didn't rape me? I mean, that's such a fraction. Not that it doesn't happen, but
like less than 10%?
Way less. It's like less than 2%, way less, that are actually real.
Yeah.
But when stuff like this just sets back actual victims of crimes, and I'm really disgusted.
Yeah. Well, he sure isn't going to be on Empire anymore.
It's a good thing none of us watched it.
Maybe you'll get a raise. Maybe you'll get a raise. But yeah, the Chicago Police Department tweeted out just recently, Jussie Smollett is now officially classified as a suspect in a criminal investigation by the Chicago Police for filing a false police report. That is a class felony. Detectives are currently presenting evidence before a Cook County grand jury. So, doesn't sound like it's going to end well for Jesse.
Susie, good luck with Mom. Tell her welcome back, and I hope you brought a heated blanket with you.
Yeah, be careful out there, Susie.
All right, guys.
Safe. Hey, how were the roads when you drove out there?
They're slow going. There's chunky ice bits. You don't want to go too fast.
All right. Be careful, babe. Precious cargo.
Okay. Thank you, Susie.
Thanks, Susie. I always love getting Susie's point of view. She's a straight shooter, man. She tells it like it is, pulls no punches.
She's a live wire.
I know.
Yep.
This is a disappointing case, though, this Smollett thing. Well, we've been, the three of us, Dan, Paul, and I, have been kind of struggling with how to talk about it. You know, first, it was a little suspect. You know, I don't think we talked about it the day it happened. We didn't even address it as a hate crime originally. But then when all of this stuff came out, I mean, what's more to say about it than what a jerk? What a jerk. It's not just about you. Maybe you wanted more attention or not to get written off the show, but boy, the ramifications of this are just so damaging.
Oy. Well, we'll keep you posted as new developments come in. In the meantime, when we come back, we're going to talk Snowmageddon. We're going to talk snow shoveling and women more vulnerable to heart attacks, especially young women. Some breaking news there. Stick around. That's coming up next on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Thank you, Mother Nature. We say uncle, and we're done.
We're not done. We're just getting started,
Joy. That's the problem. We're not done.
We're just getting started.
Right. So more
9 inches in Prior Lake. 7.8 in Plymouth. 9.2 in Otsego. Golden Valley, 9 inches of snow. Getting some reports of as much as 10, 11 inches in a few spots. So
it's a lot. And if you're just getting home and your children did not shovel on their snow day, first of all, beat them and then get them out shoveling.
No, don't beat them. God, George.
Get them out shoveling. But you have to be concerned with shoveling, especially because this snow isn't the nice powdery snow globes.
This was a heavier snow, mid-20s, and people refer to it as heart attack snow. So, take it easy out there.
Dr. Elizabeth Gray is a cardiologist with the Minneapolis Heart Institute. She's here to share some news about your heart during the winter months that's not all snow-related that you may not know. Dr. Gray, welcome to the program.
Hey, doctor.
Thank you.
Okay, you wrote here in your notes here, people are more at risk of heart attack in winter months. Is that just because we're very angry?
It's the cold weather constricting blood veins, right? Isn't it?
It does. It constricts our blood vessels. It also drives up our blood pressure and it raises cholesterol. It makes our clotting system more active. But, you know, it's the shoveling that's the real problem. You know, it doesn't cause heart disease. It takes years to decades to build up plaque, enough cholesterol plaque in your arteries to have a heart attack. But what shoveling does is it's extreme stress on your cardiovascular system.
Hmm. Is there a smart way to shovel? I mean, you can't really ease into it. I mean, what advice would you have for people? You got to get the snow off your driveway or sidewalk, and not everybody has access to a snowblower or a friend with a plow on their pickup. So what advice would you have to people who may be concerned about the risk of heart attack?
Well, if you're over 55 and you have one or more risk factors, and especially if you're also sedentary, it's really just a better idea to hire a neighborhood kid to do this. And if you really want to shovel, start working out, you know, slowly build up your exercise tolerance and plan to do it next year. If you have to do it this year, go slow, breathe through it, don't hold your breath. You know, if you have to rest, take many rests, don't be in a hurry. That's part of the problem is we're all trying to shovel our way out to get somewhere.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Right.
You know, it's an extreme amount of exertion, much more than a treadmill workout or something like that.
You know what's surprising? Every time I do shovel, and sometimes I do, I'm always surprised at how sweaty I am when I get back in.
Right.
I think we don't realize the workout because you're cold.
Yeah.
I'm out there. I'm cold.
You're burning serious calories.
I'm trying to plan out where the snow's going. And then when I get in, I'm like, whoa. And I'm all red faced, so I can see where it does sneak up on you.
Yes, it's a lot more work than a typical workout.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
But doctor, it turns out that younger women may be more vulnerable to heart attack than many people believe, right?
Yes, I mean, and that's for a different reason. You know, the shoveling thing with a Canadian study that came out last year. It didn't really show that women were more at risk, but the reality is that wasn't really studied very well. And what we are seeing is more younger women are having heart attacks. Some of that's due to the typical risk factors being increased in the younger population in general. But there are also, you know, heart attacks that young women have that are unrelated to atherosclerosis or plaque buildup. And can be related also to heavy exertion.
Let's talk about that, because I'm sure we have young women in their cars trapped up by this snow that are saying, okay, well, if I don't have to worry about going home to shovel because I feel like I'm in good shape, what kind of risk factors are you talking about?
Any around the childbearing time of life.
Young
pregnancy,
women.
Yeah, young women. Women on oral contraceptives who smoke, that's a higher risk. And if you have a family history and you're diabetic, that's a huge risk.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a risk with extreme exertion or competitive racing or just athletic endeavors in general, where you can spontaneously tear an artery, and this can happen in pregnancy as well. It's pretty rare, but it's turning out it's less rare than we thought it was.
Doctor, are there any threats if you're sitting on the couch and just watching Netflix?
In the short term, but the long term, that's the most deadly
that's the
thing
problem,
of all,
right?
Actually.
Get
right?
off the couch.
Also, Doc, I heard that in women, they present differently when they're having a heart attack.
Yes. There are more what we call atypical symptoms. And so, you know, a heart attack is typically a chest pressure or a heaviness. You know, people say it feels like an elephant is standing on their chest. But there are, and men get atypical symptoms too, I have to add. This can also be not in the chest, but in the neck or the jaw, or a lot of people have tooth, you know, pain, and a lot of people are eating Tums and Rolaids thinking they have reflux, and or back pain, and then shortness of breath and fatigue are some other clues.
So you would never think, like, jaw pain.
Yeah.
You know, teeth pain, it doesn't seem to add up. And women could go for days with this issue and not realize that they're having a heart attack. I think it's so important to let women and men aware, you know, if your wife is experiencing something like this, it's not, you just don't get more Tums.
And in particular, if it's worse with exertion. But any new symptom should be evaluated. And I also have to say, Googling it and talking about it and describing it really can't diagnose it. You really have to get checked out.
Sure.
And what's the easiest way for people to get checked out? I mean, what would you recommend for somebody who maybe has a history in their family? Is a lot of this genetic or not?
It is. Lifestyle is huge. I mean, we can reduce our risk by 80% by modifying our lifestyle.
You mean eating healthy, exercise,
exactly,
things like that?
Exactly. Okay. Yep.
And all the hard stuff.
And then if you have, if you have, there are different sort of tests you can do. If you think you're having a heart attack, there's a blood test that looks at that, and it takes a few hours to turn positive. But, you know, that's so for acute heart attack. For less acute things, you know, things like stress tests, there are some imaging tests that have gotten really good at looking at your risk over the next 1 to 5 years. So there are many options.
It's something we got to talk about because a lot of women don't realize they can be at risk. You mentioned, you know, childbearing years. It's definitely not something women are thinking about. I know
it's counterintuitive.
It really is.
Right.
I mean, I know maybe when they go out to shovel today or they're even playing in the snow with their kids and, you know, picking them up, it could be top of mind if you are getting that heart feeling either in your heart or in your jaw or in your arm, what have you. But really a good reminder. Dr. Elizabeth Gray, is there anything that we didn't ask you that people need to know while we have you on the line?
Well, one of the things that I'm particularly interested in is bridging the gap in research between men and women. And the Minneapolis Heart Institute is very dedicated to this, and we hope to launch a women's science center to look into these differences more.
That's
deeply.
Awesome. We need that. You go, girl.
Thank
Keep it
you.
Up.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Dr. Gray.
Dr. Elizabeth Gray, cardiologist with the Minneapolis Heart Institute. Maybe a good evening to call your mother or father and just remind them, maybe an uncle, just take it easy out there with the shoveling.
Dr. Gray, like from Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Is that the Dr.
That was,
Gray?
No.
She's never heard that joke before.
We decided.
That never gets old.
That I remember her name is Meredith Gray. No, I think so. Dan never watched it, but I used to watch it 1,000 years ago when it first I think it's still on the air, though, or did it just go off the air?
I have no idea.
It was Meredith Gray, but whatever. I digress. All right, you want to give us a couple more totals? Hey, if you're driving out there, if you see some trouble spots, if you have somebody in the car that could dial for you, you have us on speed dial, as you should, 651-989-9226. Tell us what's going on in the roads. Susie Jones called in from the airport. She said it was blechy. I think that's a technical weather
term. Pretty
sure
she did not use that term.
Blechy.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's a technical
weather term. Drive fast. Take chances.
Blechy. But Susan Blanche said it wasn't too bad driving in from Plymouth. She probably just did 394 the whole way. So let us know. Be the good neighbor. Let us know what's going on out there.
The last band is coming through the metro right now.
Yeah, until tomorrow.
I do expect this to wind down here in the next 2 hours or so. 30 and a half inches of snow. We are tied with November of 83 for the 10th snowiest calendar month.
Not proud.
On record. In the Twin Cities. Records go back to 1872.
Disappointed.
This is the first time we've topped 30 inches in 1 month since December of 2010. That was the month that the Metrodome, you remember the Metrodome.
Oh,
the Metrodome deflated because there was so much snow. But again, the all-time record, and I say let's go for the record. 91, November of 91, we had 46.9 inches of snow in 1 month.
Not proud of that.
I am. I think that's awesome. Anybody tells you a snow statistic, you can say, well, hey, I can top you.
I'm okay with being less than average, mediocre, below average
when it comes to snowfall
totals.
You
can't be great at everything, Paul. So let's own this.
We should have statistics that make people's eyes get big, right? You're telling folks in Philly or D.C. or Atlanta, I want their eyes to get big. I want their mouth to drop. In awe.
We can do that in our grandparents' day, and then we can use those stats.
You live there? How do you live there?
It'll be a breeze.
The best way I've found to do that, like if I go to visit my folks down in Arizona, is to describe the concept of ice fishing to native Arizona.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because they're pretty sure I'm putting them on
right.
When I say you can walk out on the lake.
You're messing with them?
Cut a hole. Yeah.
Okay.
And then if I talk about the fact that there's houses out on the lake.
And you can drive your Suburban
they're
on the lake.
Well, I get there. I mean, they're the houses, then they're a little more sure. When you start getting to driving out there, they're absolutely sure that you're messing with them. I can show you pictures. It happens.
When I first moved here, we lived near Lake Calhoun. It was my first winter here. And I've told you this story before. I was driving around with my husband in the car, driving around the lake. And we looked at each other and we said, should we call the police? Because there was a fire out on the lake. and there were people out there with cars.
The lake was on fire.
And we thought for sure that they were going to die. Right. They were going to fall through, and there had to be something wrong. Why would you be standing in the middle of a lake? Why would your car be there? And then the fire is certainly going to melt the ice. What is happening? And we looked at each other like newbies, and we're like, we need to call the police. We thought we were doing a public service.
Well, I mean, you were in effect doing a public service, because the 911 operators like to have a chuckle once in a while.
Sure.
And that would – no, I'm just kidding.
I was such a newbie. No, I never seen ice fishing before. Look, I'm from New Jersey. I went to school in Syracuse, but I had never seen ice fishing.
But it's not – that's a different thing here.
It's a different thing.
One winter up on Pelican, I'll never forget. I was on the phone with my mother, my late mom, and I'm looking out, and there's a snowplow on Pelican Lake. They're plowing the lake to make it easier for people to get to their fish houses.
Creating roads, yeah.
And I said, Mom, I have to hold on one second. They're plowing the lake. And she thought, she goes, are you having a stroke? I go, no, they are plowing the lake. I've never seen that before.
That's great.
But
the thing, when you describe being in Minnesota to people, that's often the common response. Are you having a stroke?
Are you having a stroke?
I had a reporter interview me once. I have no idea for what, but she said something. I'm going to send a photographer out to take pictures, but I can do that anytime, right? You guys have snow on the ground all year round. She said, that's right. I was like, oh, girlfriend, that's not the case. I'm like, if you don't come out next week, the snow's going to be gone. It was like March or something like that. And she thought we had snow on the ground. It was a reporter, an educated woman. We had snow on the ground all year round.
People still ask me when I say, hey, I live in Minnesota. They say, do people still plug in their vehicles? Do you guys have cable out there? No.
We'll wear it as a badge of honor. You're right.
Again, let people's eyes get big, and they will. Jor, it is 5:48, Wicks and Jewelers time. There's no better time to sell your valuables. Wicks and Jewelers currently offering free, no-obligation consultations with expert estate buyers. All right, I'm in search for which town picked up the most snow. New Prague, 11 inches, but I think we have a winner. I think we have a wiener. And that wiener is Belle Plaine, Minnesota. Congratulations to folks in Belle Plaine. 12.8 inches. Whoa. That's the most that I could find. Maybe you have more in your yard, but these are the official reporting stations. A lot of spots, 7, 8, 9, 10 inches of snow. Few spots up close to a foot now. That's impressive.
Okay.
It can still snow here.
Okay.
I'm reassured.
But here's, you know, I would think I'd be all excited. Yes, we broke the record. This is fantastic. Oh, how exciting. If I knew the end was in sight. But it's not.
Well, the difference in March, it can still snow, obviously, but it snows a few inches and then usually it melts within a few days. The sun angle is so high. By the time you get to mid-March, the sun is as high in the sky as it was back in late September.
So April 2018.
That sucked. But keep in mind, we went from blizzard, 2 feet of snow, to 100 degrees in 6 weeks. So, I mean, you can't keep a lot of snow on the ground in late March and April.
I do miss grass. I do. Like, even today, when you plow, sometimes when you actually get to the blacktop, you get to the concrete. Sometimes when you plow, handsome husband has actually been shoveling paths in the grass
for the dog. We do that
and
too.
And sometimes you get to see actual grass because you're shoveling snow off it. I haven't seen grass in weeks.
Well, here's the thing.
Miss grass.
And that's what I love.
What color is grass?
Are you talking weed?
Or how does that smell? I wish I was. No, I'm talking actual grass.
Oh, well.
Grass.
Oh, okay. Turf. Enough. Yeah. But again, here in the land of low weather expectations and 10,000 weather atrocities, Minnesotans do not take spring and green for granted.
That's true.
In Atlanta, they do. Dallas, just another day. San Diego, the sun is out. It's 70. Who cares?
I'll be fertilizing it. I won't let the dog poop on it. I will be enjoying all the grass this summer.
And it's coming. I mean, but the early spring, Punxsutawney Phil, no. I think he lied. At least here. I don't see the early spring.
It's not that
are there consequences for Phil?
Right? I don't, there
when
should
he gets
be.
It wrong,
right?
There you
should.
Know,
they're totally
groundhog
be.
Jail.
Something like that.
He should pay us or something.
And I'm not saying capital punishment, but.
Well.
How do groundhogs taste? Like,
I have the foggiest idea.
Do they taste like chicken?
Well, it's everything else does. Why shouldn't they? Mm.
Tomorrow, we will have some uplifting news, even if the weather is not. Gail Rosenblum, the editor of the Inspired column in the Star Tribune that comes out every Saturday, is going to be joining us with some real positive stories. And also, we're going to talk to Joe Nathan. Joe used to come on my night show quite a bit. Joe is with Center for School Change. And they are really involved with these programs in the schools that get kids ready for college. You know, it could be some college credits that you're taking in the schools. It's also helping kids pay for college, different ways to educate them and get them college ready. So he's going to be joining us, talk about all these programs like PSEO and AP, and also some news on applying for student aid.
So if you have a kid who's about to go into college, some helpful advice tomorrow.
Absolutely. Okay. Joe's going to be on at 3:35, and Gail will join us at 4:10. Thanks for hanging with us, and be safe out there.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.